Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
That was Arch Manning talking about his grandfather, Archie Manning, who came out not long ago and said, oh yeah, Arch will be in school for a couple of years now. He's probably not coming out after this year. And Arch is like, I don't know what Gramps is talking about. Look, if he comes out after this year, that's great news for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I think he's going to go number one, man. It's not a guarantee he's going to be great this year, but he's got all the talent. And he's got all the talent around him. And he's got one of the great play callers in college football. And they're probably a shoo-in for the playoff if they just take care of business. They got a tough week one opponent in Ohio State. But if he even flirts with the potential people think that he has, he's going to be number one because he's a Manning.
Yep.
And so then that pushes everybody down. That pushes Aller down. That pushes Lenora Sellers down and Nussmeier and Klubnik and Martinez, all these guys. There's nothing I want more than Arch Manning to absolutely tear it up this year. And we'll be watching all these quarterbacks. We're really excited about it. We're always excited for college football. But now, as much relative to the Steelers as ever, I'm pulling like crazy for Arch to come out. So he's QB1 and everybody else slips down a rung.
Well, even if he's QB2 or 3.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and still guys are going to slip. I mean, that just adds to the pool of quarterbacks. And there's going to be more guys that show up this year that will be draft eligible, that will push some other guys down. It just all depends on, you know, what the Steelers want out of their quarterback moving forward. I don't know what direction that they're probably thinking of going in. Lenore Sellers is obviously high on everybody's list, but I don't know about Arch Manning. I really don't. Like, I'm just being like blunt. Like, I just don't know. I don't know how good he's going to be this year. He didn't play that much last year. He played a little bit.
He did not.
But based off of pedigree and name and, you know, talent, yeah, I could see him being the number one overall pick. I just don't know if he's going to have it. I even think if he even just has a decent year, he still would be regarded as a number one pick. But I think there is some truth to what his grandfather said.
He didn't make it up out of thin air.
No.
We made a meal out of what Art Rooney II's brother said about above the mean and all that fun jazz. It's because these are the things that are discussed around the dinner table. I'm sure that this has been discussed in the Manning household. I'm sure he sees it a certain way. Perhaps his son sees it a certain way. And if his son sees it a certain way, they're going to try to bake that in to Arch. So there probably is something to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all hinging upon how well he does this year. It's also probably hinging upon who's picking number one.
Does he have more pressure than Shador?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he has the most pressure out of any quarterback that has come out in How many years?
He might have the most pressure on a quarterback in the history of humanity.
Probably.
You got to live up to your uncles,
yeah,
who each won two championships. Your grandfather, that was one of the worst franchises in the NFL. People think he could have been a really great player if he had some help around him. I mean, that's when they were the Aints and people were wearing bags to the stadium and things of that nature. Yeah, you got to live up to a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
I mean, like, it's going to be tough for him moving forward every single year, every year of his career. I mean, until Arch Manning retires.
See, it's dangerous territory here.
It is.
Too many Mannings.
Until he retires, it's going to be always an uphill battle. That's very tough. Probably of all time, yeah.
And we saw the pressure on Kenny.
Yep.
I mean, Kenny comes in here. You win an ACC championship. You're third in the Heisman voting. And so the expectations following a Hall of Fame quarterback are through the roof. And you got all kind of factions of fans. Kenny had a ton of pressure. Any first-round quarterback's going to have pressure. But I always thought it was the same. Like, you better perform or else you're a failure in everybody's eyes. And that's got to be a tough thing to have on your shoulders. There is varying degrees of pressure. The Kenny situation taught me that.
And honestly, realistically, too, like, he could go to the Giants or the Colts. Like, he could get drafted by the Colts following his uncle's footsteps. Mm-hmm. He could get drafted by the Giants following his uncle's footsteps. Like, that is a real possibility. Would just add to the pressure of everything.
He could go to the Saints.
Or the Saints, yes.
Follow Granddaddy. And
all those teams are bad.
All those teams are bad. All those teams are bad. And it's funny because I had written it down. All of a sudden now the Colts are on quarterback watch. And they were coming in. If Anthony Richardson were named QB1, there was at least an outside shot. He plays well. They win enough games, and they think, okay, you've taken a sizable step forward. You're our quarterback of at least the immediate future. We'll give you another chance. That ship has sailed.
Gone.
It is over now. And I don't think, regardless of how Daniel Jones plays, he is likely to be their Mr. Right Now even next year. He might start the season. But they're going to take a guy if they're bad.
Oh, enough. Yeah. There's going to be like the Steelers.
I'm hoping because of how good Jackson Dart has looked that it's going to keep them out of the quarterback carousel.
If Daboll stays, yes. If there's a new head coach, who knows?
I think they're being thoughtful there, playing Russ early because they're scheduled, dude.
Tough.
It's insane. They could start 0-8. And I think they have one of the better defenses in the NFC. You're going to start, you're going to get throttled, and then you're going to go to Jackson Dart. And I think Dable's hoping that, forget the win-loss record, how does Jackson Dart progress in the second half of the season? He's hitched his wagons to that guy saving his job. It's risky business.
Yes.
But I think that's the plan. But you'll keep special eye on all these teams. Like right now you've got the quarterback battle with the New Orleans Saints, which is coming down to the wire with Tyler Shough and Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler, I guess, has turned heads in camp. And I think the offensive coordinator there, the head coach there, is a quarterback whisperer, so to speak. I'm afraid of all the names here.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess you hope one of those guys catches on in New Orleans. But I think even if their quarterback plays well, they're still going to be, I think at best they're a 5-6 win team. That team is ass.
Terrible.
The other thing with Archie, we've talked about this before, his uncle Eli, he got drafted by the Chargers. They're like, nah, we ain't dealing with that. So then he gets flipped to the Giants, and there's the whole Eli Manning thing, or the whole Phillip Rivers thing. So keep that in mind, too. Those Mannings will pull some strings.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.